Observe, imagine, savor, and above all, tune in and listen. Direct from Grippo, an exclusive experience that crosses borders of space and time and reawakens the emotions. This is the podcast La Voce di Biondi Santi. Episode 5. Equilibrium in the Bottle. Listen with care.
2022, for Biondi Santi, is the year of equilibrium. I'm Giampiero Bertolini. I have the privilege of leading Biondi Santi, and in this episode of La Voce di Biondi Santi, I also have the honor of telling you a special story together with Federico Radi, our head winemaker. Together, we listen to the wine of the new vintages to give the word to Brunello 2016, Riserva 2015, Rosso 2019, and discover the unprecedented equilibrium. Buon ascolto. So Federico, 2022 is going to be a great year for us. Our offer finally will have three fantastic vintages. We will have 2015, which has been a warm vintage, 2016, which followed, and it's a very fresh and elegant vintage here in Montalcino, and also 2019 with our Rosso di Montalcino, which probably is one of the most balanced vintages in the last years. There is something that is really putting together the character of the three wines across the three wines. It's a fil rouge that we have in our wine, which I believe is always linked with the acidity and the freshness of this wine. What do you think about that?
Yes, Giampiero, it is a wonderful annata because of the characteristics typical in Biondi Santi, this balance between freshness and tannins that give us the fil rouge of course the fruit that complete the taste of our beautiful wines. And this is coming from precise decision that we make during the harvest. Sometimes we harvest before right to reach this point of acidity and increase even the savory taste of our wines that is so typical, and it is coming from several places we have here in our estate.
So Federico, we have three wines which have in common what we can define the character of Biondi Santi, which is made of freshness, which is made of balance. And this, at the end, delivers the elegance of our wines. Let's move to the explanation of our three wines. The Rosso 2019
vintage has been particularly fortunate for us, and Sangiovese has expressed all its potentials. It's been a really beautiful summer with a lot of sun, warm but not too torrid at all. In our Rosso di Montalcino 2019, you can feel the sun, this sunny wine with a beautiful balance between fruit and flowers, which is typical of Sangiovese. It's so marvelous. It's pleasant to drink and a really beautiful, beautiful wine.
Federico, how about the Brunello 2016, which we have defined as a pure verve?
Well, the Brunello di Montalcino 2016, the vintage 16 is so balsamic for me, with a very clear Mediterranean character. I remember the summer, which was quite dry and quite fresh, not too hot, with some rain at the end of August. This gave a long and balanced ripening of the grapes. In the glass we find crunchy notes of sour cherries, plums and small red berry, and these incredible Mediterranean balsamic notes of rosemary, sage and thyme. It's a wine which gives me great emotions. It is energy and sweetness elegance and equilibrium.
So Federico, the Riserva 2015, what we can say about that? Because it's a vintage which is probably complementing well the 2016.
2015 was a truly majestic vintage for us, with a distinct and generous side. It is structure and freshness which come together and form a sort of infinite elegance. The summer was particularly hot and dry, but in the beginning of September, we did get some nice rain, which led us to prolong the ripening season and harvest somewhat later than what we are used to. This was a precise winemaking choice, which has shaped the wine we find in the glass today. Wines with an intense and compact fruity bouquet of blood orange, ripe cherries, pomegranate. Afterwards, we have floral scents of red rose and violets, which we often find in the wines together with the blood orange. In the mouth, the wine is seducing and very inviting. The tannins are a bit rustic right now, but in a charming way. Toscanacci, I would say in Italian. They contribute to balancing the taste and they will, in time, become smoother. They led to a very long, savory finish. This savory touch is something so typical for Buondisanti. Do you feel it too, Giampiero?
Yes, Federico. I really perceive this savory character of our wine, which is something that has always been characterizing our wine since the beginning of the life of Buondisanti. These are wine that live in a very balanced way, either when they are young or when they get old. These are wine that really invites you to listen to the wines into the glass. So this 2022 is going to be a very exciting year where these three wines really reflect the equilibrium that we express every day at Greppo through the work of our people, our nature here, and also time is part of this equilibrium.
Dynamic equilibrium, I would say, because it is definitely what we are presenting now are three wines that express the characteristic of the vintages. And, you know, this is the dynamic side of the Sangiovese and the dynamic side of the Brunello that this beautiful brand always produce.
There is nothing left than toasting a great vintages. Salute!
La Voce di Buondisanti is a project by Itaca Comunicazione. Year 2022. Narrator Giampiero Bertolini, Federico Radi. Production Emmons Audiolibri in collaboration with Matteo Scandolini.